Well, thank you very much. I think this is the first time I get to preach back-to-back weeks for House of Christ, Christ Love Church.
很开心，我相信这个礼拜是第一次我连续两个礼拜在贵教会当中传讲信息。
I like this church very much, and I'm very grateful for the invitation to speak.
我很喜欢你们教会，我也感到我能够在这边传讲主的信息，我非常的开心。
Today is July 12th. I'm very excited because next Sunday, my own home church will start, will reopen and have outdoor services.
实际上这个今天是7月12号，而等到下个礼拜的时候，我们自己的教会将会开放教会，然后邀请大家再有一个户外的崇拜。
Our church is blessed to have a big backyard, so we tell everyone bring your own chair or your own picnic blanket.
我的教会是非常蒙福的，我们有一个非常大的院子，因此我们鼓励所有弟兄姊妹带着自己的夏日用的藤椅带过来，让我们在草地上面这样子在户外敬拜神。
Of course, they'll have to wear masks and keep distance from each other.
当然，他们聚会的时候也必须要戴口罩，并且与彼此互相有安全的距离。
But to me, that would represent a great victory that our church could meet again.
而对我来说，我觉得这是我们在疫情当中教会的一个得胜。
I'm hoping your church will be able to reopen too soon.
我也很希望贵教会也能尽快的来开放。
These last 4 months have been quite difficult, and I thinkIf that could happen, that would be a great victory for your church as well.
我想在过去这段时间是非常困难的时间，我相信贵教会也是一样。
As I promised last week, I want to speak a little bit about the last 4 months, the pandemic of the last 4 months.
我记得在上次我曾经说过，我希望借着接下来几次讲道跟大家提及有关疫情的事情。
The whole country is suffering, but I think Christians have a distinct way to respond and deal with it, and I'd like to share that today.
我相信在整个国家在疫情当中都受到了损伤，但是我相信在教会当中有一个特别的旨意，我也希望在教会当中我借着底下的讲道跟大家分享我们应该如何面对。
As you can see on this title slide, the title of this talk is The Helpfulness of Helplessness During a Pandemic.
我相信大家现在看到题目的话就知道我今天所要陈述的是在疫情间无助中的帮助。
Forgive me if it sounds like a contradiction, but I think that is the Bible's message. It holds two different things in tension.
原谅我，也许这个题目看起来是互相矛盾的。然而这在圣经当中却是要对我们传递的一个真理。
Okay, let me go to the next slide here and show you some pictures of some just familiar things during a pandemic.
让我以底下几个图片来跟大家传递一些我们现在正在瘟疫当中所经历的图片。
Let me just emphasize that during the past 4 months, it is very common to feel helpless.
再让我再一次说，在我们过去几个月当中，我想大家都感到非常的无助。
Feeling helpless means you're in an unfortunate or unpleasant situation, and you can't do anything to change it.
何谓无助呢？就是当我们处在一个非常困难、非常难过的一个环境，我们却发现我们什么东西都做不了。
In the upper left-hand picture is a child doing his schoolwork in front of a computer screen.
当我们看左上角这个图片，我们就看见一个学生，他正在借着网络和电脑上面来上课。
Did your kids find it stressful to stop regular school and then have to do all their schoolwork online?
不知道大家如果有孩子的，你的孩子是否是因着必须要在线上上课而感到压力非常的大呢？
Did any of them complain to you and say, Mommy, I hate doing this?
他们是否有跟妈妈来抱怨说，妈妈，我实在受不了了？
What would you say to them? You'd have to say, I know you don't like it, and I'm sorry, I can't do anything to help.
那你可以怎么样回应呢？我相信你可能说，啊，很抱歉，我也没办法，我也无能为力。
In the upper right-hand picture is an emergency room.
而当我们看见右上角的这个图片，乃是一个急诊室里面的照片。
Maybe some of you had health complications in the last 4 months.
也许诸位当中，也许有人正在过去四个月自己经历上，身体上的疾病。
Maybe your doctor did not have telemedicine and you had trouble seeing your doctor.
然后因着疫情的缘故，你没办法见到你的医生，甚至你的病情也没办法借着网路来让医生开药。
You would have the same feeling. I wish things could be better, but I can't do anything to change them.
我相信 你也感到同样的难受，你深切希望能够解决这样的事情。
In the lower left-hand picture is a like a Zoom or Skype meeting.
Oh. 然后在底下我们看见是、是大家在网上聚会的一个情形。
Maybe you had to be separated from grandparents or from other members of your family, and the only way to contact them was through a computer.
也许你因着疫情的缘故没办法跟你的家人朋友见面，你唯一可以见面的方式乃是借着网路讯息。
And if your family member said, oh, I wish I could hug you, or I wish I could touch you, or I wish you were just close to me, you'd have to say, I'm sorry, I can't do anything about that.
也许当你的家人说，啊，我真想看到你，我真想与你拥抱的时候，你只能说很抱歉，我们无能为力。
In the lower right is a picture of a business that got shut down because of the pandemic.
而在右下方这个照片乃是
Maybe you
一个生意因着疫情的缘故它没办法开门。
Maybe you lost your job or your income because of the pandemic. And if you wish that you could get your job back, the thought still comes back, there's nothing I can do, I am helpless.
也许因着疫情的缘故，你必须把你的生意关门，或者因着疫情的缘故，你失去了工作。而在此时，你能做什么呢？你只能说我无能为力。
How do you, as a Christian, cope with this feeling of helplessness?
而身为一个基督徒，我们怎么能够面对如此的难关呢？
We go to the next slide, we'll see that many people in our country do not cope very well at all.
实际上，当我们来看看这个国家的人民的时候，我们发现许多人实际上是无法面对这样的灾情的。
In this country, instances of depression and attempted suicide have gone up in the last 4 months.
在这个四个月当中，许多人得了忧郁症，许多人因为心理上的压力，他们选择了自杀。
These pictures are people, pictures of people who have difficulty coping with the feeling of helplessness.
所以在这个图片当中反映了人当面对如此困难的时候他们发现没办法面对。
Mental health experts will tell you that this feeling of helplessness is the very definition of trauma.
这些心理医生告诉我们人之所以马上面对了极大的忧郁症乃是在这种心理上面受到了重创。
Are some of you traumatized by the last 4 months?
大家是否也在过去四个月当中感觉到心灵受到重创呢？
If you are, this message is for you today.
如果你有如此感受的话，今天的信息就是为你而来的。
Go to the next slide. I'll tell you a little bit about what the Bible says.
让我们来到圣经当中，看看圣经怎么样告诉我们。
The Bible describes someone who had to live with helplessness who found victory.
圣经当中有一个人物，他自己也经历到一个非常无助的情况当中，但是他却在此情况当中得了胜利。
Let me read Second Corinthians 12:7-8, and I'll have George read the Chinese. Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me.
经文出自于哥林多后书十二章第七节到第八节又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大就过于自高所以有一根刺 加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。为这事，我三次求过主，叫这次离开我。
These are the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 12.
这乃是使徒保罗在哥林多后书所写的。
What do these words mean?
而这些话代表了什么呢？
Well, if you notice in the second sentence, Paul talks about a thorn in his flesh.
如果大家注意第二个句子的话，保罗在这边提到有一根刺在他身上。
You must understand he's not talking about a literal thorn, like the sharp thing on a rose. He's not talking about an actual thorn.
大家必须要知道，在这边所谓的刺，并不是一个实实在在像玫瑰上面所长的那个刺。
But the thorn is a symbol or a metaphor for some pain in his life.
但是这个刺乃是在保罗身上的一种痛苦的象征。
This phrase, thorn in the flesh, from 2 Corinthians 12, is actually a very important passage for Christians who are suffering.
实际上在哥林多后书，这一句有关刺，在身上的刺，这一件事情实际上是对所有基督徒生命非常宝贵的一节经文。
Before I talk more about that, many, many different commentators have tried to figure out what the thorn was.
当我希望继续解释这个刺的意思的时候，实际上许多解经家对于这个刺都有不同的解释。
Let's go to the next slide and I'll just go through some theories. What was Paul's thorn?
那我们就来思考一下什么是保罗的刺呢？
Many, many scholars think it may have been some sort of physical ailment, some sort of physical condition.And physical pain.
许多圣经的学者可能认为说，这个刺乃是保罗身上的一种痛楚。
One theory suggests that maybe Paul had malaria.
一种解释乃是说，保罗他那时候染上了疟疾。
He traveled a lot and even got shipwrecked once, so it's possible from his travels that he got this disease malaria.
因为他经历了许多宣教旅程。甚至也经历过沉船，遭了船难，因此很可能在这些旅程当中，他感染了疟疾。
Have any of you ever had malaria?
我不知道在座当中有没有任何人得过疟疾。
My pastor had it once. He traveled to Africa, and I guess he must have gotten bitten by some mosquito or something, but it lay dormant in his body and did not flare up for another 5 years.
我自己的牧师就曾经得过疟疾，他有一次到非洲去做事工的时候，大概是因为蚊子的缘故，他被蚊子因着蚊子感染上疟疾，而这个疟疾就潜伏在他身体里面，实际上过了好几年之后，这个疟疾才开始发作。
The flare-up comes suddenly, and it's horrible. In fact, we thought he was going to die.
当疟疾的病情开始发作的时候，就变得非常的严重。我们都认为我们的牧师马上就要死了。
If Paul had malaria, it would certainly fit the description of a thorn in the flesh.
如果保罗真是感染上疟疾的话，那我想他这个病情发作的情况是非常符合经文的。
Other people think it might not have been malaria, it could have been Paul's poor eyesight.
那也有人解释说，这个保罗身上的刺很可能是指他的眼睛的问题。
Paul seems to hint that his eyes were not very good at different places in his letters.
在保罗的书信当中，保罗似乎都有描述他因为他眼睛看不清楚所产生的各样问题。
At the end of one letter, he tells his readers, look how big I am signing my name. So that may indicate that he has trouble seeing small things.
在保罗最后其中一个书信在最结尾的时候，他曾经告诉收信人，你看我写的这封信的字有多大，这代表说他实际上他已经非常眼睛非常看不清楚，他必须要写非常大的字。
In another place, he talks about how much they love him and how they would have given to him their eyes if they could.
在另一处经文，保罗曾经说，你对收信人说，你们是多么的爱我，你们甚至愿意把你们自己的眼睛挖给我。
In one scene in Acts, he's in a room with Jewish leaders, and he cannot tell which one is the high priest.
另一处经文在使徒行传的时候，当保罗面对许多犹太人的祭司长的时候，他甚至没办法分出哪一个为大祭司长。
Maybe he just couldn't see very well.
也许他就是眼睛实在看不清楚。
Poor eyesight would not be as painful as malaria, but it would still fit the thorn in the flesh.
当然，也许眼睛的老花，不能与疟疾所产生的痛苦来相比，但是对于这个经文的描述也有相符合之地。
Other theories are not physical ailments, but more mental pains.
另一个解释就是，这个不是一个身体上的痛楚，乃是心理上的压力和痛苦。
We also know that the Apostle Paul faced persecution from opposing Jews.
我们从圣经里面也知道，保罗不单单受到许多的痛苦，他也有许多来自犹太人的攻击和压力。
In one scene, he is stoned. They throw stones at him and they leave him for dead.
在有一个情况底下，他曾经被犹太人用石头攻击，甚至到一个地步，大家就认为他已经死了，就把他留在那个地方。
In some places in his letters, he talks about fearing for his very life.
在有的时候甚至提起他为着自己的性命，感到担忧。
So death threats could be a thorn in the flesh.
所以死亡的攻击跟威胁也可能是他生命当中的一根刺。
The last set of theories have to do with just Paul's memories.
而最后一个有可能是保罗自己过去痛苦的回忆。
He had a very dark past life.
他自己生命当中曾有一个黑暗的过去。
He caused a lot of suffering to people who believed in Jesus.
他曾经在对那些接受主的人身上下了许多的毒手。
And even if he repented, he'd still be haunted by those memories.
就算他已经悔改了，但是深信这样的回忆在他生命当中同时也造成了许多的痛苦。
So feelings of regret can also fit the description of Paul's thorn in the flesh.
所以他当他有这一种的后悔跟痛悔的情形，也可能是让他感到生命当中有一根刺的感觉。
So which is the right answer? What was Paul's thorn in the flesh?
那到底保罗生命中的刺是我们所解释的哪一项呢？
The answer is we don't know and we will never know.
实际上最佳的答案就是我们并不知道，也许我们永远也不会知道。
And my own personal thought is that it's good that we do not know.
实际上对我来说，我们不知道乃是对我们的一个益处。
Because if Paul specified what it was, it'd be easy not to be able to relate to it if we didn't have it in our lives ourselves.
实际上也许当我们不知道它实际上是哪一种刺的时候，实际上是对我们自己生命当中是一个助力，是一个帮助。
So if he said, I have this physical ailment, all of us who are in perfect health would not be able to relate to it.
所以如果保罗他写下来说，这根刺就是我身体上的一个痛苦的话，那对于我们健康的人来说，这个经文对我们是没有关系的。
If he said, I have these death threats from persecution, those of us who are not persecuted would not be able to relate to it.
如果说保罗是说我这些刺是代表我一直恐惧的有人要杀我，那而这样的经文对我们又没有实际上的帮助。
So all we have is his phrase, a thorn in the flesh, and that means if you have some experience that you think is like a thorn in the flesh, you can relate to Paul.
所以当我们 自己生命当中有一个刺的时候，认为这个带给我们痛苦的时候，我们马上就可以从保罗的书信当中得到借位，得到一个同理的感觉。
Let me go to the next slide and just review all that he says about this thorn in the flesh.
让我再借着底下来，我们再一次复习保罗所讲的刺。
Okay, it was three things. Whatever it was tormentingly painful, it was humbling, and it was not going away.
那这根刺保罗怎么描述呢？他说第一个是让他极其痛苦的，第二个是让他自己完全愿意谦卑下来的，第三个，这根刺赖在他身上不肯走。
So remember, under tormentingly painful, he says Satan sent it, and he describes it like a thorn.Which hurts.
而在这边说他极其痛苦，乃是他的描述是说，这乃是撒旦差遣他的仆役来攻击他，因此他受到极大的痛苦。
Remember, he says it was sent to him to keep him from being conceited, which means that it was humbling and perhaps humiliating.
而当这个痛苦来的时候，这边讲到让保罗完全的愿意谦卑下来，因为他完全没办法凭自己能力来面对。
And it says also that he asked repeatedly for God to take it away, and it was never taken away.
而保罗也说了，他跟神求了几次，希望神把这个痛苦拿走，神却没有拿走，因此这个痛苦不停的留在保罗身上。
Has the last 4 months been a thorn in your flesh?
不知道在过去四个月的经历当中，大家是否认为这过去四个月好像在你生命当中的一根刺呢？
Has something happened to you that was painful, humbling, and didn't go away?
是否有一些事情发生在你生命当中，你感到极其痛苦，而让你谦卑下来，然后你发现这个痛苦并没有离开你呢？
Then this is what you should do. When Paul talks about the thorn in the flesh, you should substitute what is your thorn in the flesh for that, so that when he speaks about his, you apply it to yours.
所以当你有这样经历的时候，我们在看这节经文的时候，你就把这根刺当作你是你现在所经历的痛苦来理解这个经文。
It's good that Paul doesn't specify it so you can fill in the blank for yourself.
实际上保罗之不把这个刺的本身的描述描写的清楚，实际上是对我们好的，因此我们可以对这个经文有共鸣。
Okay, so let's go on to the next slide and I'll explain to you how Paul talks about it.
让我们来看看保罗怎么样描述这根刺所带来的结果。
For this we have to go to verses 9 and 10.
如果要了解的话，我们必须要来到经文的九到十节。
The Bible says that felt helplessness can be an occasion for victory.
圣经告诉我们，当我们在无助的时刻，实际上这也有可能是让我们经历胜利的时刻。
Let me read these verses in English, and then I'll have George read in Chinese. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness."Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
保罗在第九节到第十节，他这样说，他对我说，我的恩典够你用了，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
This almost sounds like a riddle.
这个听起来好像是一个谜语一样。
When I am weak,Then I am strong.
这边说我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
Just think about that for a minute. When I am weak, then I am strong.
让我们对这句话好好再思考一下。
How is this possible? Why does the Bible talk in seeming contradictions?
圣经到底在说什么呢？这样子说似乎是彼此矛盾的，不是吗？
Let me go to the next slide and talk a little bit about the paradox of the Christian life.
让我来借由现在的投影再次解释圣经当中似乎是一些矛盾的真理。
The Bible suggests that the key to victory is not the same way that people in this world achieve victory.
圣经告诉我们一个基督徒要过一个得胜的生命的时候，实际上是跟世界上人的想法和道路是不同的。
I would say, according to the Bible, if you want to know the power of God, you must learn to make yourself powerless.
圣经告诉我们，如果我们真想要认识神的能力的时候，我们必须要先学着让自己无力。
If you want to know the help of God, learn to make yourself helpless.
如果你想认识神的帮助的话，得到神的帮助的话，必须要先让自己无助。
If you want to know the exaltation of God, learn to make yourself lowly.
圣经告诉我们，如果要认识神的崇高的话，学着先让自己卑微。
And if you want to know the comfort of God, learn to embrace your tears.
如果要认识神的安慰的话，学着面对自己的眼泪。
Most of the time, in American culture and in Chinese culture, we are taught, rely on yourself.
很多时候，不单单是中国文化，美国文化也是一样，我们都有鼓励人要自力更生，要靠自己的能力。
Rise up, be strong, and help yourself.
靠自己站立起来，有能力。
Be self-sufficient, be self-reliant, and achieve something for yourself.
要自力更生，能够独立，来得到你自己应该拥有的。
I am here to say that the Bible often gives a different message.
但是我在这边跟大家分享的是，圣经往往是告诉我们一个相反的一个教导。
When you are weak, then you are strong.
乃是当你知道自己软弱的时候，经历软弱的时候，你才会刚强。
Some of us are taught never cry, never shed any tears.
很多时候我们受到的教导是不要掉眼泪，不要让人家看到或自己看到自己落泪。
Fight feeling your pain, avoid feeling your pain.
要抵抗自己的痛苦，要超越自己的痛苦。
I'm here to tell you that the Bible suggests a very different message. Embrace your suffering, embrace your pain. You achieve victory by facing those things, not by avoiding those things.
但是圣经却告诉我们一个相反的教导，乃是我们要面对自己的痛苦，真正认知跟面对自己的眼泪，而在那样的过程当中，我们才能够得到一个真正的胜利。
Well, how is this possible?
但是这个怎么会有这样的可能性呢？
Let me tell you what I think is the key to understanding this paradox.
让我跟大家分享一个重点，让我们了解这个似乎是矛盾当中的真理。
If you go to the next slide, I'll tell you what it is. Okay, I say the key is to recognize that pain and suffering shrinks your life to minimums.
那什么意思呢？这个转捩点的钥匙乃是要知道认知自己的痛苦，来把我们生命当中的自己的生命把它缩小到最渺小。
When you're in the middle of pain and when you're in the middle of suffering, you do not think about grand things or big achievements. You think about small, simple things, getting through the day.
因为当我们面对痛苦的时候，很多时候我们的眼界再也不是看大的东西了，我们只是看到非常渺小的东西，只是想心里想怎么样才能度过今天。
The picture that you're seeing there is not me. It's just a picture off the internet of a man with something called sacroiliac joint dysfunction.
在图片当中这个人并不是我，而是我从网络上面所截录下来的一个图片。这个人他有了一个严重的坐骨关节炎。
The sacroiliac is just a joint in your hip, and it's a very complicated joint.
这个坐骨关节是在人体上面是一个非常复杂的一个关节。
It's like a ball and socket joint, and if anything goes wrong, if it comes out of joint, it's extremely, extremely painful.
而这个坐骨是跟大腿骨当中的一个关节，而这个像圆球性的关节的地方，如果它离位的话，就会造成身体上一个极大的痛苦。
I had sacroiliac joint dysfunction about 10 years ago.
我在十年前自己就有经历这个坐骨关节错位的这种痛苦。
It is extremely painful.
这是一个非常非常痛苦的经历。
Anytime I moved with a movement that involved my hips, it would feel like a knife was being jabbed into my back.
当我要任何移动身体牵动到我坐骨附近臀部的时候，我就感到有如刀刺一般的痛苦。
It's the only time in my life that I can remember where I would actually scream out loud.
在我生命当中，我就记得只有在如此的状态底下，我曾经大呼嘶喊叫苦。
I remember having to drive to work every day, and when you get into a car, you do have to bend a little bit, you have to twist a little bit, and I would just let out this huge scream like someone had just stabbed me.
而那个时候我必须要那段时间我必须要开车上班，而当我要进车子的时候，我必须要弯下我的身体，进车的时候我就感到身体上极度的痛苦，我就必须要大声嘶喊，来把我自己的痛苦借着哭喊释放出来。
My neighbors would wonder if someone was murdering me.
而我邻居就认为以为有人杀了我一样。
Anyone here ever have sacroiliac joint dysfunction?
我不知道在我们当中是否有任何人有经历这种坐骨错位的这种痛苦吗？
You have my sympathies if you have.
如果大家有的话，我非常同情你。
When you go to the doctor, he will often say, there's nothing I can do about that.
如果你因着此种疾病去看医生的话，医生就会告诉你，我也无能为力。
It just has to heal on its own.
这只能靠着自己来恢复。
You can go to a physical therapist, which would help, but there is essentially no cure.
你也许可以去复健，去做一些运动来做一些小小的调整和帮助，但是实际上这个是并没有任何的处方或者药剂可以帮助的。
Now I did go to a physical therapist and in a couple of months it got better.
我是去了复健中心，而经过复健的帮助之后两个月之后我是有一点
But let me tell you what happened during those months.
但是我也跟大家分享一下在这两个月当中的复健的过程。
There were many days where I just stayed in my bed trying not to move.
在许多天当中我曾经就躺在床上希望完全不要移动我的身体。
If I just turned a little bit in my bed, it would be excruciating pain.
如果我真是不小心碰了我的背部，稍微转动的话，我就感到非常的痛苦。
So many, many hours went by where I'm awake in the bed, just thinking about how to stop feeling pain.
所以在那段时间，我就张开眼睛躺在床上，一直在想怎么样可以让减轻我身上的痛苦。
Once in a while, I'd have to go to the bathroom.
而在这个时候，有的时候我也必须要上厕所。
And when you have the sacroiliac joint dysfunction, getting out of bed to go to the bathroom is an ordeal.
大家可以想象，这如果说现在有坐骨错位的这种痛苦，你要起床都是一个非常艰巨的任务。
So I remember many days praying like this. Dear God, give me the strength just to get out of this bed.
所以在那段时间，我的祷告就是跟神说，神啊，求你让我能够下床。
And sometimes I'd get out of the bed and just fall to the ground because it was so painful.
有的时候，当我一下床的时候，我痛到我必就马上就趴在地上了。
And it was 10 feet from the foot of my bed to my bathroom.
而要走到我的厕所，从的与我床的距离大概有十尺长。
So then I would say, Dear God, I just need 10 feet. Can you give me 10 feet?
所以我就跟神祷告说，神啊，你就给我十尺的力量，让我可以走到厕所那里。
And then I'd have to crawl on the floor 10 feet to get to the bathroom.
然后我就必须爬十尺，一直爬到厕所。
So you see, my entire life was reduced to these minimums.
所以大家可以想象，在那个时候，我所有的生命被缩小到非常最基本渺小的地步。
But as soon as I got out of bed, I'd have to say, thank you, God, for getting out of my bed, me out of my bed. Now, I need you for 10 feet. And then at the end of the 10 feet, I say, thank you, God, for that 10 feet.
所以当我在床上能够下床的时候，我马上感恩，感谢神，神啊，谢谢你让我能够下床。下床之后，我又如果能够爬行十尺，我马上又感谢神，说神啊，因着你的恩典，我可以经历十尺的距离。
Each and every step was a minimum, and God met me at every minimum.
每一步都是那么的渺小卑微，而神就帮助我在这个渺小卑微上面一步一步的走过。
I believe that any pain and suffering does this to a person.
我相信在任何的痛苦都让我们人，让我们认知到我们渺小的地位。
I have prayed with many people in depression, and the prayer is, I just need to get to 3 o'clock.
我也为了许多患有忧郁症的人祷告，也许对他们的祷告就是说，神啊，让我能够一直活到三点钟。
The Lord just needs to get me to 3 o'clock without me killing myself.
神啊，你就让我一直活到三点钟，我在这期间不会自杀。
And then when you get to 3 o'clock, you then say, Lord, I need to get to 6 o'clock. Can you get me to 6 o'clock?
然后当人好不容易达到三点钟的时候，继续跟神祷告，神啊，你请让我一直活到六点钟。
And you do all these minimums until, before you know it, you've gotten to the end of the day.
然后我们就把自己所有的人生的每一步缩小到那么的微小，然后我们一步一步的，我们就这样度过一天了。
So, sometimes people in depression say,It's not living day by day, it's living almost minute by minute.
很多人在沮丧症当中的时候，他们说并不是希望能够度过每一天，乃是学着度过每一分钟。
I have talked to alcoholics who are always thinking about their next drink, and even if they're sober,They're always thinking about their next drink, and life is like that for alcoholics. They have to just get through each minute without taking a drink.
我也跟这些酗酒成性的人有过交谈。对他们来说，他们不论是已经喝了酒，或者在清醒的状态，他们永远在想着下一个时间他们可以什么时候可以喝酒。因此，他们被这个酒瘾不断的困扰着。
I would say, if you're going through any sort of pain and suffering now, there's something like that going on in your life. Your life is reduced to a bunch of minimums.
我深信大家如果正在痛苦当中的时候，你就会感到自己的生命被缩小，减低到最低的一个程度，我们感到自己生命非常的渺小。
And every time God meets you for that minimum, it's a miracle. So during the time I had the sacroiliac joint dysfunction, every day was 100 miracles.
当我们在极大的痛苦当中，我们把自己缩小到最基本、最渺小的要求的时候，神就应允我们。当我自己经历坐骨错位的时候，我就感到神就帮我在每一个小地方不断的帮助我。
Now, after you've accumulated a lot of these miracles, something wonderful happens, and for that, I'll go to the next slide.
当我们不断经历神在小地方给我们的恩典的时候，我们就感到这是神迹，到一个地步，让我借着这个投影来跟大家分享什么，这是什么意思。
This is God's word to Paul in the midst of his thorn. My grace is sufficient for you.
而保罗在这边说，他就听到神的话说，我的恩典够你用的。
Let me just talk about these words. The Greek word for sufficient refers to reaching a minimum. It's when you have just enough. It is a minimizing word.
让我在这边分享一下这个够这个字在原文的希腊文是什么意思。这个够就是代表是刚刚好、最少量、刚刚够用的意思。
Okay, God is saying to Paul, in all those minimums that your life gets reduced to, my grace is there for that.
神借着保罗的痛苦跟保罗说，我的恩典就在当你自己生命感到最基本、最小、最渺小的时候呢，是完全够你用的。
The word for sufficient is the same word that the disciples use when they say 6 months wages will not be enough to feed 5,000 people. The word for sufficient is just enough.
够这个字同样的也在约翰福音书当中出现过，这边说到就是20两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的，就是最小量、最基本的单位。So
we're saying that in times of helplessness, your tendency is to look to God for just enough, for the small things, and you're even grateful for the small things.
所以当我们在极大痛苦的时候，我们跟神要求的时候，我们只需要最基本、最少量的恩典，让我们度过的时候。那这里就是说，神能够帮助我们每一步最小的单位来帮助我们。So
when I was having lower back pain, I was not asking God to help me run a marathon. I was just asking him to help me get to the bathroom.
所以当我有背痛、坐骨痛的时候，我并不是说要求神让我有能力可以去跑马拉松，我只是要求神让我能够爬到厕所门口而已。And
then you're super grateful for just getting to the bathroom.
然后当我们可以爬到厕所的时候，我就感到无限的感恩呢。
I think this is the key to this verse.
我想这个就是这节经文所要表达的重点。Okay,
now let's go on to the next slide, and I'll say what happens after you've accumulated a lot of these miracles. God then says, my power is made perfect in weakness.
让我借着这个投影再次说，当我们一直累积这种最基本的恩典来到我们身上，这些神迹的时候呢，神在这边说，我的能力就显得完全了。
The Greek word for made perfect simply means brought to fullness or brought to completion. It is a maximizing word.
而显得完全在希腊文这边所表现的是说，显得到完全的一个满足、完全的全备的意思，是一个最大化的一种描写。The
word made perfect is the same word that Jesus uses when he is on the cross in John 19, and he says, it is finished.
That just 而同样的字也是在耶稣当他被钉在十字架上的时候，在约翰福音里面，耶稣说到成了，乃是同一个词。So
when God comes through in small things, you come to understand that He's capable of all things.
当神在小事上带领恩待的时候，我们开始理解他在万事上的全能了。
Your understanding of God's power is brought to fullness. It's brought to completeness. So you have a minimizing idea and a maximizing idea in the same sentence.
所以当我们在所有的小事上面看到神的大能的时候，我们就开始理解他在万事上的一个全能。因此一个最小的形容词以及一个最大的形容词同时在这句话里面出现。
The change really is in your understanding of God's power.
这个改变乃是我们对神的认知和他的能力的一个转变。
After a number of those days where I was just asking God for 10 feet, and I always managed to get the 10 feet, I came to believe that God could do anything. So I can say honestly, to this day, I'm not afraid of worse sicknesses or even death.
在那段时间，当我不断祷告神，让我能够越过这个十尺的距离的时候，我开始在这其中认识他的全能和他的大能。而如今，我可以说，我可以面对痛苦，我深信神的全能可以带我超越这一切。
Because my understanding of God's power has been brought to fullness or brought to completeness.
因为神在这个小事上面彰显了他的全能。因此我更认识他了。
In the midst of my minimums, God becomes maximized.
当我在最卑微、最基本的需要彰显了神的恩典的时候，他的能力就完全的释放出来了。
When I am weak, then I am strong.
当我软弱的时候，我也刚强了。
Do you understand that?
大家现在了解了吗？
I believe if you can understand that, there is no trial that will overwhelm you.
我深信你如果可以了解这是真理，那将以后任何的困难都不会压倒你。
God is very good at making himself real to you in times when circumstances are very bad.
神往往是借着苦难的时候把他自己的真正的形象让我们认识他，让我们理解他。
Christians have known this for centuries.
好几世纪以来，基督徒对这个真理都有深切的认知。
Let me try to wrap things up with this last story on the next slide.
让我借着底下这个故事为今天的讲章做一个总结。
The woman that's on that hospital gurney, her name is Johnny Erickson.
而现在躺在这个床上的病床上的这位女士，她的名字叫做 Johnny Erickson.
About 50 years ago, Johnny Erickson was swimming. She was diving off a diving board into a swimming pool.And landed incorrectly and broke her spine.
大约在50年前，这位女士她在一次游泳和跳水的一个情况底下，当她从跳板跳入游泳池的时候，她进入水中的姿势因为有所错位，因此造成了她一个永久性的一个伤害。
So she became a quadriplegic. She was paralyzed from the neck down.
所以也因此她伤到她的脊椎，导致她全身瘫痪，脖子以下的任何部位都不能动。
She could not move her arms and legs, and she lost all feeling in her lower body.
她完全不能使唤她自己的手脚。至于脖子以下的身体，他完全都毫无知觉。
But Johnny Erickson is a Christian.
而 Johnny Erickson 这位女士，她是一位基督徒。
And she has used her paralyzed condition to speak to other people who are disabled.
而她却用她自己所经历的痛苦来跟所有残障的人士来传福音。
And she has learned to live a very full life despite her disabilities.
而虽然她在如此缺乏困苦的一个环境当中，她却活出一个丰富的生命。
But I like her story because she describes a moment right after her accident when she was very, very angry and very confused with God.
我很喜欢他自己的对自己的一个描述。当他震惊经历过这个受伤之后，他对神充满了愤怒，他对神不了解啊，他丝毫无法面对他自己为何经历如此的灾难。
In her biography, she says, in the hospital room, when they told her that she would not have use of her arms and legs anymore.She was yelling at God, angry at God.
她在自己的自传当中说到，当她在医院里面听到医护人员告诉她说，自此以后，她的手脚再也不能听使唤，在她脖子以下再也没有知觉的时候，她愤怒地对神大声喊叫。
She says she remembers saying, "Don't you know what I feel like?Don't you understand what I'm going through?
他对神愤怒地说，难道你不了解我所经历的吗？难道你不了解我的痛苦吗？
I cannot move. I cannot move. Do you know what this is like?
然后他跟神大声地愤怒地叫骂说，难道你不了解吗？我不能动，我不能动了。
And she says, at that moment when she was complaining to God, the vision occurred to her,that Jesus on the cross could not move.
当他愤怒地对神叫骂的时候，突然他脑海里面浮现了一个图片，就是耶稣基督被钉在十字架上，他完全不能动他自己的身体。
When Jesus was on the cross, his hands and his feet were pinned down with stakes, so he was immobilized.Just like Johnny Erickson was mobilized in the hospital room.
当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，他的手、他的脚完全被钉在木头上，完全不能听使唤，完全不能动，就有如他自己 Erickson 他的在这个时候经历的一模一样。
So God answered her saying, "Yes, yes, I know what it's like not to be able to move."
所以神就回答说，是的，我完全理解你所经历的，我完全理解你不能动的是怎么样的一个情况。
That thought helped Johnny Erickson to pursue life again, because now God was with her in the wheelchair and in all the therapy that she had to undergo.
这样的认知帮助Erickson 能够经历他以后所有经历的这些治疗以及这种瘫痪一个情况，因为他发现神完全理解他，神知道他。
In other words, the greatest lesson on God's greatness came in the worst circumstance.
也就是说，神最美好、最深奥的功课，乃是当我们经历极大的患难的时候所展现要告诉我们的。
I was at a church many years ago where the pastor of the church had a baby boy, a newborn son, who was in the ICU dying.
在我好几年前曾经我去的一个教会里面，这个牧师他自己有个小男孩正在急诊室正在濒临死亡的一个状态。
I was in a prayer meeting with a bunch of other teenagers, my friends, and we were praying about this baby boy dying in the hospital.
而我与其他的青少年，我们一起聚集在一起，为着这些这一个正在濒临死亡边缘的这个小男孩来祷告。
And we had very similar emotions as Johnny Erickson.
我想我们那个时候我们心里的感受与这个 Johnny Erickson 的感受似乎非常的相似。
So some of the kids in my youth group were praying out loud saying, God, don't you see? Don't you understand?
当我们在祷告的时候，我们的祷告非常相似 Erickson 所祷告的，说神啊，你难道看不到吗？你难道不了解吗？
So some of us said, don't you see this poor little baby boy? He is so innocent. Don't you see that he is suffering?
我们跟神祷告说，神啊，你难道看不见吗？你难道看不见这么无辜，那么单纯的一个男孩，他正在受到极大的痛苦吗？
Then another person, a friend of mine, said, oh God, I'm thinking about the parents. Don't you see how much the parents are suffering?
而另一位青少年就跟神说，神啊，你难道不单单这个男孩所经历痛苦，难道你不能体谅这个男孩的父母吗？你难道不知道他们正在困苦当中吗？
Oh God, don't you know what it's like to watch your son die?
神啊，你难道不能体会这个父母的心，看见他们自己的孩子渐渐的死去吗？
And as soon as my friend said, Oh God, don't you see and don't you know what it's like to watch your son die? Immediately over the entire room, we all could feel God saying,Yes, I know exactly what it's like to watch my son die.
正当有一位在我们祷告群体当中呼喊说，神啊，你难道不明白父母看见这个孩子死去的这种痛苦吗？当他说出这句话的时候，突然我们在祷告团队里面每一个人都觉醒了。是的，我们的天父了解。他知道看到自己儿子死去的感受是什么。
At that moment, the whole mood of the room changed.
就在那一刻，所有的情绪都改变了。
The attitude changed from this is horrible and we can't stand it to we're going to get through this. He is with us.
当我们突然有这样的认知的时候，我们突然就理解到神完全明了，而且神会帮我们度过这个难关。
The greatest lesson on God's greatness came in the worst circumstance.
这个最伟大的教导乃是当我们经历最困难的时刻所表明出来。
So let's go to the last slide and we'll wrap things up here.So let me just conclude by saying Christians have always known there's a helpfulness to helplessness.
我在这边所要跟大家传递的就是基督徒一直都能体会无助中的帮助。
And these words from 2 Corinthians 12:9 are the key. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
而这一切的重点乃是出自于哥林多后书第二章12章第九节，乃是说我的恩典够你用的，我的能力乃是在你的软弱当中显得完全。
And my hope is that in the middle of the pandemic, you will also be able to say, when I am weak, then I am strong.
我希望大家在疫情当中也能有这样的一个体会，当我们软弱的时候，神的刚强就来到我们生命当中了。
Can I pray for you?
让我为大家祷告好吗？
Dear God, I pray for anyone here who feels weak this day. Would you help them to come to believe that they are strong? In Jesus' name.
亲爱的神，愿意大家现在正在经历困苦当中的时候，主愿意你覆庇他们，以至于他们能够认知他们是刚强的，是受庇护的。
Thank you.
谢谢。